My name is Selena Beatty. This is from my history project. Today's date is May 12th, 2015, and the time is 7:51. Okay, so my first question is, what is your concept of race?
Of what?
Race.
Race?
Mm-hmm. What is your conception
of race?
Well, not concept, but conception.
Well, I, as a Christian, we're all one race. If we're God's children, we're all one race.
Okay. How is your conception changed, and if not, then why?
It hasn't changed.
Okay.
Because that's my belief.
All right. How do you see the role of race in society?
It's really unequal.
And why do you say that? Like in today's society.
Just listening to the news. And why does it's unequal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because a lot of opportunities don't come to everyone equally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Do you think African Americans play victim more so now or back then?
Victim of racism?
Like, victim in a sense of anything. Like,
not being equal.
If a situation happened, and, like, do you think African Americans, like, play victim more now than, like, in, like, back in the day?
I think it's more in the past.
In the past?
Mm-hmm. I think we have come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
We have certainly improved in relationships and equality.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not there yet, but I think we have definitely improved from what we went through years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just take for instance Selma.
Right.
That's a perfect example of what happened and how we have come through it.
Okay, next question. Do you remember the Civil Rights Movement?
Yes.
What do you remember about it?
I remember Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him sort of leading us through the trials and tribulations that blacks were going through at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him being assassinated.
Right. Okay. What were your educational experience back then? like, did you interfere? Well, did segregation and race interfere with your educational, like, educational development?
Not really. Well, to me it was, I guess, more or less minor, because I had considered being a librarian, and then, of course, being up here in Philadelphia with no black librarians. So I quickly decided to go another direction.
Why is that? Like, why didn't you, you know, do what you wanted to do? Like,
well, I wasn't a pioneer type. I wasn't trying to push through.
Right.
To, so.
Okay. Do you think the world would be different, either good or bad, if discrimination did not happen?
I think it certainly would have been better if discrimination hadn't happened. I think it would have been better for all.
Right, not just for blacks.
No, not just for blacks.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With all the killings of particularly black men today by white police officers, do you think it's worse today or back then?
I believe it was worse back then. Now, this is just police, or was it just whites in general?
I mean, you can expand it to whites in general.
Well, a lot of things were just kept quiet back then, whereas it's out in the open now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had a choice, would you want to be born in today's society,
or heck no? I didn't want to use anything stronger than that.
Right. Okay. Just elaborate a little bit on that. What do you think was better back then than it is now? That gives you the mindset, like, oh yeah, I don't want to be born into the society.
We had, for one thing, we were more family orientated. Even though most people, well, I'll say, even though we were poor, but it was family, loving family. And as children, we didn't realize how the parents had to struggle to get what they managed to get. But it was just, I think it was this closeness of family that kept us from knowing or feeling different or unwanted or whatever.
Okay. Last question. Did you or any of your family play a part in the civil rights movement in any kind of way?
No, except just to pray. And that's the main thing, pray and let God take over.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.